Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League podcast, a show hosted by LeZero, the man of a thousand rants, and Wamit, the fan favorite. This show details the latest news in the Rocket League scene, esports results, and tips and tricks on how to get better at the game, while sometimes they'll just take a random topic and see where it takes them. Thank you all for listening, and enjoy.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League podcast. I'm going to be your host today. It's Messi, and today we got Cursor. How are we doing today?
What is up, man? We're doing great. How about you?
Not bad, not bad. Another day. You know, as they say, another day, another dollar.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Clocking them dollars at work, I feel that. Yeah. That's where
I've been. Today we're clocking in to give you guys the most up-to-date stuff that we were able to find that's, you know, relevant to Rocket League and some other stuff a little later on. And I think we're just going to kick it off with our week in Rocket League.
True.
So, how was your week in Rocket League?
Oh, man. It's been all over the place lately since I've been on the road for work, like I was talking about in the pre-show. I've been bringing my basic PlayStation 4 with me so I can still get in game time, even though it's on a big flat screen TV with tons of controller input latency and all that fun stuff. It's still fun to just play ball and kind of brush up on things, you know, and, you know, do it while I'm away from my setup. Eventually I'll probably get like a Steam Deck or something, but you know, that's money.
That's a little pricey, you know?
Yeah. But, no, I've been, my week in Rocket League's been good lately. It's been kind of just doing me, not really caring about my ranks, where they go up, down, left, right, sideways, and just really trying to pay more attention to what I'm doing when I'm doing it in a match, as well as maybe not hesitate on some opportunities. Now that I feel I've become more mechanically inclined, I'm trying to insert those instances where I see opportunities, right? And making sure I'm doing what I need to do correctly to make it a reality instead of just thinking about it and just watching the ping pong match that is normally Rocket League, right? Yeah. So, you know what I mean? Like trying to find those breakout moments to, okay, let's put these mechs to work. Let's see if I can do it, you know, against a full lobby of people and work on consistency in that way, right? Build my confidence up for the shot, you know, be mindful of like my boost management, my positioning, you know, my any delayed actions I'm doing, things like that. So, but it's been fun. I've been hitting some cool stuff. I just never turn my capture program on anymore. I'm kind of forcing myself to just play. That way it's like too many people will spend time bragging or like, look what I can do or whatever. And it's like, I don't know. It's like any sport or any craft. It's like the people who are really good at stuff don't like show off. You know what I mean? Like they kind of just like their normal actions kind of speak for themselves. So that's like the level I'm trying to ascertain, like that mentality. Right.
Absolutely.
It's fun, man. Like it kind of like in a crucial time for Rocket League where things seem to be going sideways. It's like the one thing that's keeping me from being a doomer is like, yeah, like stupid stuff is happening, but like, I'm just enjoying like doing me, you know, like just steadily, like still trying to improve. Like, yeah, sometimes I get down and I'll take a break and then I'll come back and I'll, you know, I'll keep playing. Cause like, I want to hit SSL someday. Hell, top 100 would be cool. I almost did that one season, even if it was for like a week for one mode, but you know, people don't like to talk about extra modes, you know, but, but yeah, it's fun, man. It's a lot of fun. And I love like being able to relate to skill levels that are just above me as well and like have a better understanding of what they're doing because of how much closer I've gotten to that. You know what I mean? But still like being humbled and like loving being wrong about something and discovering a new point of view for something that maybe I was looking at the wrong way the whole time as I played, you know, like kind of breaking bad habits and trying to build new ones and enjoying the struggle, I guess. It's almost like I got mentally reset to bronze and it's awesome.
Oh yeah. Just letting your fingers do the thing, not worrying too much about it.
Yeah. You know, and if I miss, whatever, you know. I definitely have had a lot of that lately because I haven't been keeping up weekly hours as much as I can or as I would like to, just purely because I'm physically not home 4 or 5 days a week. So, yeah. But eventually, you know, I'll definitely put in some work this holiday season too. But
absolutely,
yeah, like flip resets. I used to struggle with them. Now I do them. Now I'm just fine tuning them, like that kind of thing. You know what I mean? That's fun. Like, even if it's in a training pack, getting, like, a flip reset double tap or a flip reset mustard or something, you're like, what? I could do those now? But then actually applying it into the game to back it up is, like, that's where like, I'm enjoying the struggle is, like, it's really it's all a mind game at that point. More often than not, your positioning's probably okay and your boost is decent, but, like, don't think about it. Just do it, you know?
Like, let brain go burr.
Let brain go burr and let fingers take over. So, but what about you, man? How's your week in Rocket League been? I know you've been kind of on a downtrend. Like, are you still coming in and finding like meaningful time to play and enjoy yourself?
Ignore the bird, but yeah. Anyway. But, yeah, my hours have been dwindling a lot. I'm like playing maybe like 5 hours a week now.
Holy.
Like on the main, I'll play on alts here and there, but. Just don't find the time anymore, even though I'd like to play more. Oh, there he goes again.
Yeah, he's chiming in. He agrees.
It'll be the third guest on the show for today.
Either that or maybe Bird is just mad that you're not putting in more time. You know, as somebody you're right, who's so good at the game, it's like, come on.
Yo, my bad, bro. My bad. But yeah, just not focusing on improving. Trying not to get worse is the objective right now. So I'm just playing enough to maintain, but not playing more to get better, because I've kind of reached the point where I'm like, I want something new in the game to reinvigorate my desire to improve.
That's fair, yeah.
Like, I want something else to achieve. Because once you hit SSL, it's just like, all right, I mean, you could get top 100, but
yeah,
that's nice.
Yeah.
You just want something new, a new mode that's like permanent and good. Just new content. That's what we need. None of this Rocket League racing stuff.
Oh, come on now.
None of this Rocket League racing and Fortnite stuff. We need good stuff in our game.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to become a side character in another game, right?
No.
That's not what we want. So.
No.
Mm-mm. I think a lot of people will be with me on that, because this is our game. Like, it's been out for 8 years now. Like, there's so much that this game has done where it just has become a sad character out of nowhere is something we don't want.
100%. If I may, I think we can use this as a good segue. Additively to my week in Rocket League, you hush, Bird. Something that's kind of tripped me up was the news I heard about the trading getting shut down, player-to-player trading, which I'm more than sure you are well aware of at this point. And it just kind of like, it really, man, it caught me off guard, you know? I was very taken aback, not like offended. Like, I'm not really like a trader, so it doesn't bother me too bad, but like, not being able to, you know, 8 years, you know, player level near 5,000, like I have like over 10,000 items, and if I just want to like share some of the stuff I earn with homies, because I have, you know, quintuplets, septuplets, more, you know, more than just a duplicate for a lot of items, like I won't even be able to, like, what am I going to do with all these extra items that I don't use? You know what I mean? Like, what's the point of even having them, you know? But it seems kind of weird, money grabby to me. I don't know. you know, maybe it's temporary. I was reading a bit more into it. It's maybe it's temporary just because of this whole inventory transfer thing that's going on to the Rocket League racing portion in Fortnite. Maybe it's just so they can, because you got to track all, you know, some picture like tens of millions of people like me who have thousands of items, like, you know, making sure all of that gets transferred over successfully is probably a huge task within itself. I'm not trying to defend anything here, just speaking subjectively or objectively, I should say. Like there seems to be more to it than just we're taking this away. Like, I really don't think their intent is to destroy the game, but there's probably something going on that they can't share yet. I'm not really sure.
Or, it's just, they could be having the best of intentions, but
it just seems
with
weird.
Such a lack of communication.
Yeah.
We can only speculate.
Exactly. Right. And like at this point, like hearing so many people on it, like I'm more than willing to hear what you have to say about it. But just speaking from my point of view, like internet wise, I'm just so kind of tired of listening to the doomers, because there've been so many instances where Rocket League has gone through like big abrupt change that a lot of people didn't agree with. And like the game's still running years later. You know what I mean? So it's, if we're going off that pattern, it's like still loving the game, still being a, you know, a hardcore fan, still following the esport when I can, but you know, leading a full adult life, like working all the time. It's like I do what I can to still be involved. Right. And it's, even from that aspect, it's like, that just seems like a weird move, man, you know, to try and put yourself on the outside looking in as if you had no connection to it. It still seems like a weird move, but I don't know. I'm hoping for some more transparency. Maybe they'll talk about something soon. Maybe, you know, towards the end of the holiday season here, when they start giving us more deets about what's going on, hopefully they just tell us where all the damn events are going to be instead of like spoiling them like a month or two out. Like, just tell us in advance, so those of us who have grown with this game over 8 years, you know, can take time off of work and still come and support you. You know what I mean? Like, just lay out a roadmap for us. Just tell us. Yeah. But I'm rambling, sir. How do you feel about it? You know, is there anything you want to add to what's going on with the state of the game?
Like I mentioned in the previous episode, it's just, I don't like it. I'd communicate more. Like I'd be okay with it if you just explained. Like I'd be more okay with it. Well, it's not that I'm fine with it. I'm still like against trading being removed and everything. But if you can give us reasoning, like concrete reasoning, like a post, about it, not just be like out of nowhere, like, yo, trading's gone. And it wasn't even the main Rocket League like account that said it. It was Rocket League status that had to say it.
Right.
So I'm just like, give us something. Because I saw someone post about it. It was like, out of their last 20 tweets on the main account, 17 of them have been for the item shop.
Yeah.
17. I'm like, I know y'all need money, but how are you going to get money if you lose your player base?
Yeah.
You got to retain your player base first and foremost. Have a good, like, have the game be in a good, like, stable condition. Then worry a little bit more about the money after that, right? Once people are like actually happy playing the game. But as it stands right now, it's on a downwards trend that I don't like and I don't want to see. So we need communication. We need change.
Yeah, I agree. If I may add to that, since we're kind of still on the topic, maybe sort of to wrap it up, I think what drives me nuts is like, we used to have this, right? It's not a foreign concept to them, right? They have put out roadmaps in the past when they were independent, told us when the events were going to happen, things like that. Not necessarily esports per se, because that was kind of a relatively new project in terms of the lifespan of Rocket League. Like they had 3 world championships before the RLCS was the RLCS, right? And you figure like with such major like game changes that, you know, and I'm not going to sit here and defend like people making trading content or money off of trading or both, because like it really, that's kind of a gray area. That's like terms of service, you know what I mean? Like, you're not supposed to like use their products to profit, essentially. In that way, like content sharing is one thing, and there's very special agreements for that for a lot of games. But like, I hear you, and that sucks. But at the same time, it's like better this than, you know, them banning your account, I guess, if you're looking at it in an extreme way. Because like, if you were only in it for the trading, then this is like banning your account. But if you were a player who also just does a lot of trading, like at least you can still play, you know, and you can still acquire items. There's just less community driven, you know, involvement with it, which it is what it is at this point, I guess. You know, like, I'm not defending it. Like, I don't agree with it either. I don't like it, but I'm just trying to make sense of it all, I guess, you know. But you know what does make a lot of sense, though, oddly enough?
What does?
Rocket League. Like, when you actually bother to sit there and, you know, put effort into things, you learn things in the game, you know. And we used to do this thing a lot. What was it again? Oh yeah, the beginner's corner.
Yeah,
you know. And as somebody who was a super early fan of the show and then somehow made it on the show, I don't know how. I think it was like a name pull out of a hat thing. But like, man, I don't know. I think you and I were talking about things we could bring up here in the beginner corner, and there's definitely a lot of good topics. But instead of giving y'all something about some kind of flashy mechanic, I think Messi had something that was like pretty close, definitely for the both of us, in terms of like something you always want to work on. Did you maybe want to weigh in on what it was?
Learn how to use your boost.
Boost management, baby.
Yeah. Because I see too many people grabbing hundreds when they got 90 boosts.
Mm-hmm. Or that guy who took boosting both corner and middle hundo boost. Like, bro.
Like, why?
Like, bro, why?
You got the DLC for 200 boosts in your tank? Do you? Didn't think so. Put that boost back.
Yeah.
I'm going to need you to take it out of your tank, put it in a little bucket, and pour it back in. The rest of us need it. All right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And honestly, people always feel like they have good boost management, but if you it's super helpful when you have like a higher ranked player show you, but like if you can look at yourself objectively, right? You like watch all the crazy mistakes you make with boosts. Like, probably, I don't know, what do you think is the most common one? For me, it's people jumping from like really, really, really far away from the ball. I feel like that happens constantly.
Another one is people use all their boost to get to the play, and then they have no boost to do something in the play.
Exactly. That's a good one.
And then you're sitting there, they're like, oh, the ball's up there. I could have gone for it. Then they jump up, they look at their boost meter, they're like, oh, why can't I hit that? And then they're overcommitted. And guess what? The other team's pushing forward, and guess what they grabbed? Their boost. So guess what? You're stuck on their side of the field alone with no boost.
Yeah, I would definitely say if you're coming out of the play and getting into rotation as the new last person, it's important to follow the lines throughout the field through small pads. That's my take. I don't know if you agree or if you got a little more maybe you want to jump in on.
It's just situation by situation.
True.
What it is.
True.
Because sometimes you don't even want to like flip at all. You just want to drive to be last because you want to get there at the right time. You don't want to get there fast. Because sometimes if you get there too fast, then you got to stop your momentum. And now you're going to end up being slower than you were if you went there slower initially. And then got there at the right time. And able to put, like, follow your momentum through the ball and get it out.
True.
So it depends on what situation's in. I'm also going to throw myself out there because, like, I consider myself a player that has horrible, horrible boost pathing, but good boost usage.
I can vouch for that. I can vouch for that. Homie is a boost hog, but is really good at using boost.
It's like, I'll grab big pads at any time I can. I will. Like, yeah. Every time I see a big pad, I'm like, ooh, boosh. And I'll just ignore the little pads. But once I get the boost, I use it pretty efficiently.
Yeah. I mean, do you have any kind of, like, personal tips from how far you've made it in Rocket League? Like, things that you find really helpful in terms of, like, even just like the smallest usages, like things you would use boost for, like what's something you use just like a little amount of boost for, like all the time, like some kind of maneuver, like any kind of power slides or anything like that.
Well, power slides are good to mitigate boost usage. Like if you're going to do like turns, right? Just slightly tap your boost power slide button when you're supersonic. And also don't use boost when you're supersonic. Don't do it. It's useless. Hey, like, quote unquote, gives you a slight speed boost, but at that point, you're going almost as fast as you can. Only thing that's faster is a speed flip at that point, but.
And it's temporary because you can't maintain the speed.
Nah. It's just hold on to your boost, stay supersonic, you know? Save your boost, get to the play, and other things that you can use boost for. I mean, getting down from the air.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Boosting down.
That is a big one so many people do not do.
Yeah. Like if you have an aerial 50-50, or just you go off the ceiling in general and someone challenges you. If you see like a big pad or like a trail of small pads, don't be afraid to use your boost to get back down. Don't use it all, obviously, but use a decent amount. Speed up your recovery.
Yeah, get wheels to ground faster. Point. Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Yourself back into the play. Don't be a sitting flying duck. Just chilling. It's like, oh, we're floating. But
I think it's as you said, too, like, it's very situationally dependent, right? Like, I'll give a specific example. Like, let's say, I don't know, let's say you're, you know, coming down the sidewall and you're making a play out of their corner, right? Maybe you're passing the ball or something like that, and you get 50 and you kind of get knocked back towards the wall, you know, instead of boosting down to the ground, you can turn, face your wheels to land on the wall and boost towards the wall as well. Like, I think shortest path to getting back into the play, like, i.e. like wheels on a surface is kind of, I totally agree. I think that's such a massive, like, major fundamental skill so many people do not take advantage of, is just recovering. Like, I feel like it's almost synonymous with like good boost management, because the two put together can allow you to do just about anything in the game.
Yeah. Another one, don't be greedy.
Yeah.
If you have like 40 boosts can do a lot for you. Like you can save almost any shot with 40 boosts.
Yep.
And if you're efficient enough with it, you can hit the ceiling from the ground with 40 boosts.
Yeah, confirmed. You've actually done this in front of me to show me. It's wild.
You can do it with just 40.
It's hard to do. You can do it with less, but it is hard to do.
Like,
you got to get the takeoff just right. It's wild.
Yeah. But just as a base level, just save your boost. Use it a little more wisely. Don't use it just willy-nilly. You don't want to get yourself out of position carelessly. Like, just wait. Use your boost at the right time when you need it. And if you see that there's like more boost on the ground, if you're in the air covering, a little boost, dive down, you know, get yourself on the ground, get yourself back into play. Yeah. That's pretty much it. Just be smart. Your boost. It'll go a long way. Trust me.
Heck, if I may too, if you can't find yourself doing that, if you're going to make a play and you're using all this boost, at least do it through a good boost path, right? Like, follow pads on the ground as you're making the play. So you're essentially mitigating how much of your boost you're using by gaining boost back. That's another good effective thing I think a lot of people don't do. This is something as simple as, like, you could be low boost. Let's say, you know, you're dribbling behind the ball to play that low 50 when they come in to challenge you. Like, make sure you're pushing the ball in a direction where you can stay with the ball, but pick up pads as well, if that makes sense. Like, I feel like that's a huge skill, right? in itself, like in terms of boost management. It's a little bit of recovering, making sure you get behind the ball. Don't hit it away from you just because you're low boost. Don't try and sauce it in the middle of the field to a teammate. Like, you know, just stay behind it, path through boost.
Yeah. Use your big brain with the boost. Mm-hmm. Don't have little pea brain.
Yeah. Because, I mean, in that moment, right, even if you can't start a play as you're gaining boost, if someone comes in with a hard challenge, you give that little soft jump behind ball, you can use boost, too, to kind of cancel out that hit, make yourself like a rock, you know? I feel like that's helpful. I don't know how helpful it is, but it feels like it's really helpful. Mm-hmm. Do you concur, sir? Are there instances in which you use boost when you're playing a 50 or a low 50?
I'll try to avoid it, but I'll do it. Yeah. No. Do it here and there. I'm human. I make mistakes.
Yeah, yeah. You're only 25% cyborg.
It's like that one song, I'm only human.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Oh, man.
But yeah, I know exactly what verse you're referring to now, too. He's like, I'm only human. I make mistakes. Yo, now you got that song in my head. Don't put the blame on me. And what happens immediately as soon as you miss that ball? Nice shot. Nice shot. Nice shot. It's like,
oh. I tried.
Now you're really feeling the vibe of the song and you're just genuinely sad. Yeah.
You're like, man,
no, it was right there. Oh, man. As we laugh ourselves out of Beginner's Corner, I hope maybe you took some insight into what we were saying. We can elaborate far more, but feel free to DM us or, you know, drop questions in the questions channel in our Discord.
Do it.
You know, you want to. A lot of awesome people.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Bud here, who are just trying to ball and have a good time and talk about Rocket League and other things and other games and stuff. Yeah. But
moving
to into the next corner. This is like my favorite corner personally, aside from Beginner's Corner. Back when I was a young lad in the scene here. It was definitely the esports corner.
Oh yeah.
Which you and I have kind of come to sort of like we kind of run it. You know what I mean? Just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna start little and go big, finish it off.
Yeah.
So starting with the low stuff, M80. They were looking at Jorius and AJ, who are both now free agents, and there's speculation that Nass might be their third. They might try to sign. And for those of you who don't know, Nass is a lesser known name. I believe he's a Moroccan player, just like Itachi.
Mm, okay.
And he's gained his following from the one scene, like most other players do, of course, like Jorius.
Like so many pro players. Like so nowadays. Many players.
Yeah, so really good.
Play more ones.
A level ones player. Let's play with Scrub Killer in the past.
True.
So, yeah. That's a talent that I want to see flourish, because there's a lot of these players that are like right there, that like disappear for a while, then come back,
true,
disappear again.
True. But I think it's also just it's nice to see unknown players come up. You know, it shows to some extent like a fairly healthy ecosystem. Like how often it should be happening, I don't know, but it's nice that at this level we're still seeing new people trickle into the scene. You know what I mean? Like there's still room for growth competitively, I guess. Is where I'm going with that. Like I love seeing that.
We love to see all this talent that's out there getting picked up, being given a chance. Because if we don't give them a chance, we ain't never going to know if they're good or not, right?
That's what I'm saying.
How are we going to know?
Give them some exposure, you know?
Yeah. Expose them. Put them out there.
Yeah. Hey, this guy kind of good. This girl kind of good. They kind of good.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. You know, let him cook.
Let him cook.
Give him the spatula. Give him the pan. Put a little oil in it.
Let him cook.
Put on the stove. Turn out the heat. Let him cook. If he burns it, oh, well. Let's try again. You know? Yeah. Gonna have to get Gordon Ramsay in here to help him out. But
you lack seasoning.
Puts two pieces of bread on his face. What are you? What are you, a sandwich?
Mickey Mouse sandwich looking at him. I was gonna say. But yeah, that's cool to see. That was definitely cool to see. Is there any other gems in there? Any other new stuff going on for you?
Moving on to another team. Oxygen, after releasing Jorius, they look over to the young team of Team Liquid, and they're like, we need a big replacement for a big man. Give us Big Oscar. So they have signed Mr. Oski to Oxygen to play alongside Archie and... Oh my god, I hit myself. I forgot their third. Oh no. Ixo, yeah, Ixo. Yeah.
Wow.
Oski, honestly, played awesome at Worlds, I thought. Played really well. So hopefully he's able to mesh well with Archie, who he's always almost there, you know? Feels like he's always almost there.
Yeah,
like
usually.
He's so close to the top.
It's like European G2.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like right there. Give him one little extra step. Hopefully he doesn't choke finals like G2 does. You know what I mean? But yeah, Big Oscar joining the team. What are your thoughts on?
Man, I think it's a good addition. You know, just from just the things I see social media wise, like what they allow us to see, right? It seems like really, really solid teammate, you know, like not so much a hype man, but like a good vibes kind of guy. I think that's like, you need to have that with at least two of your three players. Like you got to have that vibey connection where it's like, no matter what goes on, it's like, y'all can kind of handle your stuff. You know, I think he brings that to a squad, you know, but his, you know, you were saying his performances are outstanding. I mean, I was kind of taken aback by his passing game personally. That was what really spoke to me, is like, dude is making the most convincing play to the net ever and then saucing his teammates up at the perfect moment. I love that.
Bro, tossing dimes left and right.
Yeah, seriously. Like, it's just making it look easy. So I think he'll fit well, you know. I think we've kind of come to accept that there's always a buffer window. You know, it's extremely, extremely rare that a team right out the gate is just like this giga powerhouse, and then they can keep up with it. You know what I mean? So time will tell, but I think it'll be a good roster.
Yeah, definitely see them up there in EU. But of course, we know all the shuffling that's going on. So many teams are getting stronger and stronger.
Yeah,
competition is just getting better and better. Right.
Speaking of getting better and competition, should we talk about KC?
KC, so
KC's kind of
their speculated roster that's going to be by their roster that they're going to have this season is Vatira, Atau, and Ryze. But for this flip and spin tournament that's coming up, they're going to be playing with Vatira's going to be playing with Ryze and Nolly. So it might be like a litmus test to see how they play with Nolly and see whether they want Nolly or Atau. But we're just going to have to wait and see how they perform in this tournament, which I believe started today, if I recall.
I think it did.
Yeah.
I think it may be streaming right now, but, I don't know. I have a conspiracy theory about the former Queso boys, if I may. Just by how they've kind of jumped around through the scene, wouldn't it be wild if Ryze Joyo, and Vatira all ended up on the same squad again, just with a different org. And maybe that was the long con. They loved playing together, but just wanted to do it for another org, but there was too much red tape. Imagine if that was the game. Like, if
that's like, sorry, Charlie.
Bro. Oh, no, man. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. You know, maybe tinfoil hat me, but it might happen. It might happen. Maybe. Quite possibly.
Yeah. It might could happen.
Might could possibly maybe.
Might Who could knows? Potentially.
That's why it's
possibly.
That's why it's completely hypothetic.
That's why it's just a rumor. But I'm gonna move on. BDS. So as we know, they released Ryze and Seiko's now a free agent. So they gotta find big talent to fill in those shoes because they are former world champions and former world runner-ups. So they've back-to-back been top two in the world, back-to-back season. So they got to find good talent to replace all that. And Mew, who went back to League of Legends, which is so sad about that. I'm so sad about Mew leaving the Rocket League scene. But you got to do what's best for him right at the end of the day. So
True.
But BDS, they pick up Exotic from Karmine Corp. Pick up Cassio as their coach. And another talent, Drolly, has been kind of gone AWOL for like the last year.
Yeah.
But he's come back big, joining BDS. And this roster, it has potential, a lot of potential. Because Monkey Moon's always been, in my opinion, top five players in EU, if not like the world, consistently. Almost at all times.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Cassie has been around for multiple hot minutes in the scene. And then, Drolly. Such a good ones player, you know. That's everybody nowadays in RLCS. Are you made RLCS? Are you good at ones? All right, cool. Are you not good at ones? Oh, you're good at ones if you play it. Literally the name of the game, but Charlie, yeah, I'm happy to see him back. Happy to see him back on such a big org as well.
Right.
Hoping he can flourish with Monkey Moon leading the way and having Cassio with that experience as a coach. But what do you think?
I honestly, I'm not sure what to think about it. It seems like a good change. I was a little confused because it almost seems like Cassio was like in it to win it and he still had lots of seasons left in him, but I never thought he'd make a lateral transition to like a coach. That one kind of caught me off guard, or maybe he had mentioned it or kind of been hinting at it for some time and I just didn't realize, but I don't know. It could be really good.
It could be. Kind of pulling the illusion. Yep. But EU this time in EU, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's maybe. Like, maybe he pulls a fire burner and steps in for a game and reminds him who's who, you know?
He's like, hey, man, yeah, I know you're DC'd and on this game 5 or game 7, but let me cook.
Seriously.
Man, that game was so iconic. The purple Dominus comes in, drops 700 points to win the game.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, man. Wild.
But yeah,
I have a lot of hope for that team. I definitely see them in the top five.
Maybe. I mean, do you see them making Monkey Moon like captain? Like, do you see him taking the role? Are they building around him? Do you think
they're building around him? 100%.
No,
100%. They're building around him, and he definitely feels like he's in a better headspace than he was before, because he was really in his head before Worlds this couple months ago, as y'all might know. But definitely see him. Looks like he feels a lot better. He's ready to win another Worlds, you know? Show everybody that he is that guy. And hopefully with two vets on his team and a newcomer, they're able to get it done. But gotta move on to probably the biggest news of the week, which is Evil Geniuses. Evil, yes. Geniuses, oh no, y'all are dumb. Y'all are real dumb. So if y'all didn't know, Hercules, who is a caster,
and that was signed under EG,
caster and content creator under EG.
She was formerly under Dignitas, if memory serves, right?
Yeah. So she had the New Era series where she hosted multiple tournaments, like once or twice a month throughout the year under Evil Geniuses. But Evil Geniuses let the greed get the better of them. They were like, nah, we're going to drop you. We're going to host the tournaments ourselves. And that's just scummy. Super scummy.
I mean, I hate to be the I told you so guy, but it's like a 5-second Google search will tell you everything you need to know about the organization and how this is not the first or the second or third time this kind of stuff has happened with them in varying competitive teams. They just have a bad rep. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
It's horrible. Uh-huh. Horrible, horrible, horrible.
It is.
But
I am happy she got her, I guess you could call it revenge, but it was more like, you know, good karma.
Yeah, in my the community
opinion. You know,
came community together.
Stepped up. Like, yeah, man.
And they one-upped and two-upped Evil Geniuses, so Hercules teamed up with the Chalkcast to make the new Era series.
Mm.
And the original prize pool for the New Era series that's now being hosted by USDG was $2,500. This one is $2,501. And I think everybody's going to be flocking towards this one. And going on to a post from Jamaican Coconut, who follow on Twitter, follow what he does. Goofy dude, post goofy stuff, but can have some decent takes sometimes. I was like, people playing and participating in EG's tournament is fine, but as long as people overall ignore what's going on, it's going to hurt EG a lot more because players are still going to want to get the experience, right? And playing these tournaments.
Oh, yeah. If they can. I think so.
So I think his take is like, coming from that collegiate scene himself, is like, okay. That makes sense, right? Let the players play. Let the casters, you know, cast, but just ignore the tournament. Let them get their payday, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Just don't give EG any attention at all. I think that's probably the best take because you want the players to play. That's the big thing. We want players wanting to play. So they can play in that. They can play in Herc's tournament too, you know? But it's just sucks. Like, that it had to come to this.
Well, I mean, think about it this way, right? And in a way, I'm laughing thinking about the whole trading scenario. But the best way to get back at somebody for, like, letting – or back at a business, I should say, for letting them know that they did you wrong as, like, a loyal customer is stop supporting them.
Yeah.
Stop giving them your money, your time. Stop talking about them, like, to an extent in which you're – like spreading their brand, you know what I mean? Like keep things more internal. Like it actually affects them a lot when a whole group of people do it. And it's not necessarily something that's meant to be manipulative. It's meant to prove a point, right? In peaceful protest by not giving them your wallets or your time or your eyes or anything like that. You're hitting them where they care the most about it, and that's their profits and their money. So just don't let them know. Like that kind of like if we're gonna stay as a tight-knit community, right? That like tries to support one another and, you know, repost each other's content, that kind of stuff, like a positive community like that we're trying to create. You like be a part of that. Yeah. You know, that's how you can have your voice heard, even if you're, you know, not running around with your own monies yet, buying stuff. Like, you don't watch their streams and whatnot. Don't any of that. None of that stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
And then
stand in solidarity.
Support more salt unto EG's wound. SSG.
Oh, my gosh.
Beloved org by many.
Yeah.
Also come in to host a tournament for the collegiate scene. College
mm-hmm.
Clash
mm-hmm.
with, you guessed it, a prize pool of $2,502.
Yep.
Just to stick it even more. And under EG's original tweet, where they now deleted. I wonder why.
Saucy.
SSG commented under it, just put like the face, like,
yep. Getting them like Spongle Bob face, like what?
Just like, all right.
Mm-hmm.
You did that.
Yeah. Right.
It's like, oh no, the org wants money.
Exposed.
Yeah, but SSG coming through, helping Herc out, and like doing that to Herc of all people too.
This is weird.
Come on now, dog.
This is really weird. The couple of times I met her at LAM events, she seemed like a really, really nice person. Seen some of her content too. It's just like, I don't know. This is weird, you know? It's really weird. I just don't get it. But at the end of the day, if you signed a contractually, legally binding document that you are to pay somebody for their services, even if you don't use their services anymore, I don't know. I'd have to look at the contract. But generally, you still have to pay them.
Man.
So like, you can't really weasel your way out of that, you know. But
just really weird that they did that.
It just doesn't make sense, dude. Like, it's like they're trying to pull a Psyonix, but hey bro, you're not Psyonix though. So. Too soon.
Oh man. Like,
you know what I mean? I don't know. It's weird. It's really weird. But aside from weird things, right? Aside from weird things, you know what wasn't a weird thing?
Yeah.
Actually, no, it is kind of weird. JNAP's leaving G2.
No.
The GOAT, man.
No.
I've like pretty much as long as I've been watching Rocket League, he's been a part of it. Like him and Garrett, essentially, like some of the like longest standing players. Like he's been around for such a long time.
The final part of the OG roster, gone. Yeah,
gone. It's now all new generation on G2 because OG was Naps, Rizzo, and Kronovi.
Yeah.
And before that, it was that over Zero, Kronovi, and Lucinio. Because they were the very first ever world championship team, and they got picked up by G2 next season, going into season 2, if I remember correctly.
I mean, Chicago, he's a vet. We can consider him a vet now.
I would say the same for Reddles. They both kind of made their cut, you know?
Like Reddles, Arsenal, Mist.
You know, that class of player, like that generation of player, they all
like
came
the
in.
Season 6, 7 players, like
yeah, bro.
And we all remember when Chicago was on Dignitas in season 5.
Which that still blows my mind. That still actually blows my mind that was a thing.
Chicago on Dig.
Chicago.
Not many people remember that, but
no, that's old stuff.
So when rumors started circling that he might join back, people were like, join back? And we're like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Join back.
Yep. But like, you know, ever since I heard about it, I've been a little sad, you know? I'm like kind of hyped to see where new G2 goes, but I am a little sad to see it, you know? And I can't seem to find any information anywhere about whether or not this is like retirement for him, or if this is like a trade between another roster and it's not finalized, so they can't say anything. Like, I don't know. But it's weird. It's been like a week and he hasn't put anything out on his personal either. So I believe there's something going on because they've listed Kago as a restricted free agent. So I feel like maybe G2's in the move to buy a like new team, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe they'll play through. I don't know.
Yeah, because we've seen the G2B1 roster, the combined roster, like they've done awesome. Like,
yeah.
That roster is
it's stacked.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
And if they can get their stuff together, hopefully, they don't flop like other superstar roster phase. But
well, I mean, just now the superstar roster is Gen G.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, at least as far as North America is concerned, like let's be honest, like that roster looks scary. Like First Killer, Appjack, two of the greatest people to ever play ones on the same team, and Chronic, like the up and comer, like the underdog, like absolute ones monster who has just been taking all sorts of leverages and leeways and plays on pro players. Like, he's kind of like crawled himself in, you know. I think there was an interview where he was like, he had no idea this was coming and like had an inkling or something, and then like got the call and he was like, oh my God, what? like his life just changed like that. Now he's like just competing and pretty handily. Like, a lot of people are noticing just how good some of these people at the end of that bubble are. You know what I mean? Like you were saying earlier about Nos, right? Is like, there's so many people floating on that cusp that are just looking for that breakout moment, that exposure, and he got his. And now, like, now we're having this conversation about how nuts he is, how nuts it is to have two other completely bonkers players with him. Like, I think the roster will do well. It do.
Just have to wait and see whenever they decide to finally announce the new season. They've been waiting.
Yeah, and please, Psyonix, if you're listening, please, by all that is holy, just tell us where the lands are going to be when you launch the whole new season thing. Just tell us, like, let us buy tickets and stuff ahead of time.
Please,
just tell us. I understand booking can be a pain, but like, come on, like, try and do it as early as you can, please.
Like, help a brother out.
Yeah, like, there's a lot of us that want to go, but we can't. Like, sometimes like, a month, 2 months isn't enough. Sometimes we gotta know, like, way out so we can plan it, lock it in, you know? But I think that's all I had for Esports Corner, unless there was anything you remember or anything you didn't get to touch on yet.
That was about it, but we got one more thing for y'all before we let y'all go.
We do.
Homework.
Even before that too.
Oh, before homework.
Yeah, you gotta thank all the wonderful listeners, man.
Oh, my bad.
What's wrong with you being a bad host? I'm kidding.
No, but got our Patreons. I'm gonna thank y'all. Got Zodiac 22, Too Much Space, it's Chaos Maker, Space Bear, Frank, Awesomeness, Digital Toast, Paint, Rook, Young Slug, and PK. We appreciate every single one of y'all every month for your repeated support. And those all that want to get in on extra stuff like pre-show, the Rob and Kyle show, go to our Patreon. Support us if you want and if you can. If you don't, we still love you.
And you can still come hang out in the community on Discord.
Hail ye.
Just tons of awesome people from all over the place, high school, college, you know, working adults, just a bunch of people who love Rocket League hanging out. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. Come hang out. Now, drop us a question.
Uh-huh. But now we got your homework.
Oh, homework. Yeah. Ooh.
Y'all know Halloween is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't go out and trick-or-treat, get yourself a little something nice. Buy yourself like a couple candy bars, something. Treat yourself. You deserve it.
I like
that. I'm sure
that
most of y'all are working hard. Your homework this time around
is treat no yourself. Tricks. Yeah, there's no tricks about this homework. Just treats.
No tricks. Just treat. Yep. Only tricks I want to see you hitting are flipper sets.
Let's go. Preach. Yeah. Preach. He's moved on from the Cathedral of Double Taps to the Cathedral of Flipper Sets. I'm sad.
Or combine the two, flipper set, double tap. But.
Oh, true.
But that'll be all from us today.
We're
going to catch y'all on the flip side. Yes, sir. The taxes.
Yep.
All right. Later.
Bye.